Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm temporarily your co-host, Jeannie Rice, but Dr. Tim Hayes is with us, and I wasn't sure whether you'd do the intro there. I heard your voice, Dr. Tim. Thank you for jumping in at the last second. Michael and I are actually going to get on the road and head to Springfield. I fly out tomorrow for Tennessee, and so we thought, well, he could do the show while I drive. So we're loading the last of the stuff in the van, and we're going to pull out of the driveway. I was waiting to hear. So thank you, Dr. Tim, and I'll turn it over to you for a few minutes, and then Michael will be with you.
All right. Well, this is Mind Shifter Radio, and the purpose of our meeting, this is Monday, and it'd be nice if I knew what date it was, the 22nd of June, 2015, for those people in the archive. And we're here to talk about the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness, the science and technology for improving the quality of our lives at every level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, etc. And the way we do that is by taking 100% responsibility for what we're feeling and realizing that everything I feel inside me is being caused by events, forces, energies, thoughts within me. And if I'm going to do that, I have to go against probably 180 degrees in the opposite direction of the culture I was raised in that taught me that things, events, people, situations outside of me are causing what I'm feeling inside me. And then, of course, I have to spend my life chasing around after everybody else and everything else, trying to change them in order for me to be happy. And as the mirror theory says in one line, one of my favorite books is the mirror theory, and it says, the minute I think anyone or anything else has to change in order for me to be happy, the key to happiness is lost. So there's an ancient wisdom on this planet that knows it's all an inside job, that knows the only way to be happy is to fully understand that it's an inside job. It's being caused by energies, thoughts, and processes inside the person. And with the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness, they knew that as well. And they knew that if I look outside of myself, I'm on a wild goose chase. And if I look inside of myself and forgive, in the ancient Aramaic, the word was shebag, which means to cancel or remove. If I remove the energies inside of me that don't belong there, I'm going to be left with my true nature, and my true nature is love. My true nature is joy and creativity. My true nature is aliveness. My true nature is compassion, caring, sharing. And when I do that, I have easy access to my inner true self as the energy of love, and that creates my experience of life in each moment. So my goal is to remove everything from my system that's less than love and be left with what I was created to be. I was created from the energy of love. I was created in the image and likeness of love. I was created as love. I live, move, breathe, and have my being in the energy of creation and of love. And when I become aware of that in each moment, my experience of life is loving. Experience of life is creative. My experience of life is joyful. And that's what we're here to promote, people who can be introduced to this set of questions about what's the real nature of my upset? And if it's an inside job, what can I do to go inside me and remove what's less than love that's blocking me from having direct conscious awareness of my true nature, which is always there, which can never be taken from me. I can only hide it from myself. And as it's come down to us through the centuries, the term forgiveness has been reinterpreted to mean to pardon, to come to a conclusion that someone or something outside of me did something horribly wrong and they should be punished. And I can get lots of people to agree with me. I can get lawyers and judges and families and friends and whole communities of people to agree that this person's horrible and bad and what they did is wrong and that's causing my upset and they should be punished. And once I get everybody on my side, I can say, but I'll rise above this. I'll be the bigger person, and I will pardon them. As long as everybody agrees I'm right and they're wrong, then they don't have to be punished. And that's a nice enough thing to do, as pardoning someone, and it can actually save me a lot of negative energy and save me from wallowing in the negative energy of continually focusing on charging after somebody, trying to get retribution, trying to get them to be punished. However, as it happens, pardoning does nothing to go inside myself and remove the energy of anger, fear, pain, sadness, hurt, condemnation, guilt, shame, blame, frustration, confusion that gave rise to my upset, that gave rise to my impetus to look to the outside to blame somebody else. That energy of hurt is still in me unless I use a tool like forgiveness to reach inside me and to identify and dismantle my own mind's energy system, my own thoughts, my own traumatic energies, whether they're from this lifetime or in past lifetimes with past generations handing it down to me. I'm an energy system. I'm constantly in motion. And the motion that is in my energy system is always sending out waves. And those waves carry information about the source of the wave. And when I have pain, fear, and sadness in me, it's constantly sending out waves of information to the people and the world around me, telling them Tim has pain, fear, or sadness in him. And then, because the universe is interested in my wholeness and my health and my happiness and my being able to be the presence of love and extend that love in every moment, the universe understands if Tim's carrying a lot of pain around in him, he can't very well extend love in every moment, so let's send something to Tim to wake him up to the fact that he's carrying these disintegrative energies of pain and fear and sadness in him. And life will bring me events. And life will bring me events that I really don't want because they reveal to me pain, fear, sadness, hurt, confusion. And I don't want those energies. And if I was raised in a culture that had me believe the pain, fear, and sadness is being caused by someone outside of me or these events that just arrived, then I will resist the event. And when I resist the event, I reject the lesson. I cannot learn from anything that I reject or have resistance to. In order to learn something, I must put myself in a subordinate position to it. I must make the assumption that life is happening for me, not to me. And even though I don't like it, I must understand that every event, even the ones I resist and don't like, have valuable lessons for me. And the first and primary lesson is that if I had anger or fear or sadness get resonated by an outside event, the lesson is I had anger, fear, or sadness inside of me. And just because it was lying dormant for the past few weeks or months, and I hadn't gotten angry at anyone, and my life was just humming along, it doesn't mean it wasn't there. And here's a life event to prove to me, Tim, you still have fear. Tim, you still have sadness. Tim, you still have feelings of inadequacy. Tim, you still have fear of failure. And here it is, it's up in your face. Are you ready, Tim, to look at and dismantle what is keeping you from knowing me and loving me better? That's life talking. That's the Creator talking. That's God. That's light. That's love talking to me every time a negative event happens. And I put the word negative in quotes there. Every time an event happens that I don't want or I resist, the first lesson from that event is, hey, Tim, you have energies in you that if they stay there, they keep you blocked from your awareness of your true nature as love. They block you from extending love in every interaction with everyone and everything. And since that's your true purpose for existence, it blocks you from your happiness, because you cannot be happy unless you're fulfilling your true purpose for existence. And so I say to life, okay, show me. I'll be willing to face what's in me, because I know that's the only way I can dismantle it. And I'll apply a tool like the forgiveness tool, which is available on the website at www.whyagain.org. And I'll take that tool and I'll put it to good use to dismantle my fear, my sadness, my upset, and to clear the path so that I can easily see my true nature as the energy of love and have effortless ability to extend that in every interaction. So if you go to whyagain.org, click on the red and white bullseye, it'll take you to a page where you can download the most recent version of the 7-step worksheet process in chapter 24 of Dr. Rice's book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And you can also download 12 different audio files of this show where Dr. Rice or Jeannie has stepped somebody through the worksheet process. There's more training material, more good information material on that website than most of us will ever get through in this lifetime. To introduce us to help us learn to begin to use and eventually become a master at using the forgiveness tool in our lives. So, I will take a breath and see if Michael is with us yet, and or ask anybody has a question. The number is 646-200-4169. We have a number of callers online, but no one with a hand up yet. There's a hand that just went up. So since Michael hasn't piped up yet, let's go to our caller.
Awesome introduction, oh, Dr. Tim.
Go ahead, Michael.
I say awesome introduction.
Thank you. Did you have it?
So if we've got a hand up, let's go to our caller and see what they have to say.
All right. So area code 910, you're in the air.
Hi, Dr. Tim. This is Daniel. I got a question for another energy, tithing. And I don't exactly understand the difference between time and energy. I understand the 10% on the money, but is time and energy, how do I differentiate those?
All right, so it's Daniel is your first name?
It is.
And where are you calling from?
Wilmington, North Carolina.
Okay. So, Michael, do you want to answer Daniel's question?
Sure. My thought would be that, I'd use that in acronym, IME, time, intelligence, money, and energy. And so toward my spiritual work, I put together a minimum of 10% of my time. And so I do that as my spiritual practice, and I take a certain amount of that and I put it toward what supports me spiritually. Then my intelligence you know, a lot of people want to function off of other people's intelligence. Well, Charlie said, therefore, this has got to be true. The idea, rather, is that I'm going to develop and apply my own original choice, my own original faculties to this process and strengthen and cause them to grow. A lot of people are just like, you know, check your brain at the door and just do what we tell you to do. But that doesn't develop those higher faculties. One has to do their own work and their own process.
Okay.
So intelligence and then money, yes, 10% of finances goes back into spiritual work and that would support you spiritually. And then energy. And many people, you know, say, oh, well, you know, I go home and I, after work, I take a nap. I mean, I meditate every day. And you want to take your original vital energy and put into that process. And that's going to, over the period of a lifetime, lead to a totally awake, aware, spiritual being that perhaps will decide not to drop their bodies. And or if they do, they'll still have awareness because they've not compromised the truth about who they are. Does that make sense?
It does. But I do have one other question. Say you're taking someone to church. Is that considered time and energy, or time and intelligence?
Say it once again.
If you take someone to church with you, you got to pick them up, bring them. Is that considered time and is it considered energy and intelligence?
Well, you know, it kind of sounds like, can I limit it by counting up everything that I do toward it? And I would say that if you're doing somebody the favor of taking them to church, you're doing somebody the favor of taking them to church. I wouldn't count that as part of my tithe. Now, if I took on that my, you know, part of my service is that every Sunday I find out who in the congregation can't make it to church, and I make it my business to find them, get them, and bring them, that would be a different thing. But, you know, if I'm just dropping by and picking a friend up, I wouldn't count that as part of my tithe.
Okay. Perfect. That was
awesome.
So thank you.
How are you doing? I know you've been through Laws of Living three times now with Susan. She's just doing awesome work. Share with us your experience.
Yeah, tonight I'm doing excellent now. And it's
fabulous.
Been a very healthy opening process.
It is amazing how it keeps growing, isn't it?
It is. And the energy
I know
in
that,
the group
go ahead.
Is excellent. I love the energy in the group.
Yes.
So when the group ends, I miss it pretty a lot.
Well, that's the space to encourage everybody to keep the group together and keep connected and keep doing the work. And, you know, you've gotten past that initial resistance that so many people have. It's like, okay, well, now I'm finished this. I'm finished. As opposed to, now that I've finished the 8-week course, I've started. And, you know, it sounds like you've gotten the idea that you've started and there's an ongoing process to be done. I know that, you know, that material is material that I started to work with and source, co-authored back, 35 years ago. And have taught it at least once a year since then, and it still continues to grow for me every time I teach it. New insights, new pieces of the puzzle, new openings. So I.
And that's exactly how
I
feel.
You, I'd be,
I read it again and again, and each time I read it again, I learn something new. And I think it was just amazing that I didn't see it the first time.
I understand. You know, Yeshua 2,000 years ago said you got to have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And I don't think he was talking about our physical eyes and ears. He was talking about you got to have the brain cells. And, you know, the words
correct.
Can be on the page, excuse me. But our listening can't hear the deeper meaning until we've got the brain cells for the deeper meaning. So it's definitely part of the process, and I acknowledge you and congratulate you on the work you're doing. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
All right, sir. You have a blessed one.
You too.
Give Susan a hug for us. Charlie arrived yesterday, and I just spent the last hour with him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And he's just just getting ready to start some service projects on the property.
Yeah, and I got to say, I saw a huge change in his home in that last log living glass.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful to hear the changes in the scores for everybody that was in that class. Susan's doing just such an awesome job of teaching.
She really does.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, give her a hug for us when you see her.
Will do.
All right. Blessings. Take care. Bye-bye. 646-200-4169 is our calling number. And if you have a question or thought for us, if you're in the phone queue, you just push 1, and that raises a little hand up. And thank you, Dr. Tim, for being available and running the control panel so that we could be on the road. Is my phone quiet enough to be okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear a little background noise, but it's quite clear. Your voice is clear. I was just going to add to the question that Daniel had, that, you know, he's asking about the difference between the time and the energy. The thing that came to me when I was listening to you talk about that is, if I'm giving a ride to someone, whether it's to the grocery store or church or whatever, I'm using my time. But the energy that I have in me while I'm doing that, I think, is critically important. If it's an energy of love and gratitude, if I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve, that's one thing. If I'm feeling like, oh, good, I get to check this off my list of how much, you know, for my tithing. So, you know, I'll have that done, and this obligation will be over. That's a whole different energy. So if I'm in the space of enjoying the ability to offer of my services to somebody, to use them, my interaction with them, to learn something new, that's what I would include in the energy part of things, as different from just spending my time.
Absolutely. I'm in full agreement on that one.
All right, so as you said, the number is 646-200-4169. We have a number of callers there. No one yet has their hand up. This would be an excellent time to ask your question. We have just one person in the chat room, and we have plenty of time to act now. I feel like one of those infomercials. Call now and you get this plus that plus that. But we have a lot of people who call from time to time, and they simply wait until the last minute to call, and there's hardly any time to answer. So with more than 30 minutes left in our radio show, are you still there, Michael?
I am here. Yep.
All right.
Just waiting for that hand to go up. Say hello. And while we're waiting for that hand to go up, let me just introduce Charlie. Of course, Charlie, I don't know if Charlie might be on the phone right now listening. I'm not sure. He was just getting ready to start to do some work down in the Heart Center when we were leaving, so I doubt that he's on the show. But Charlie is someone from Wilmington that was in the 8-week Laws of Living cast with Susan Darnell. And he finished his 8 weeks in Laws of Living, and actually, Susan was just awesomely supportive by putting him in her car and driving him to Jonesville, Virginia, which is about an 8-hour drive, so that he could pick up our Sprinter van and drive it back to Heartland. So he definitely did some service for us by getting the van here, and that way he had transportation to get here. So all came together nicely. So he's here with a really sweet presence and looking forward to what will unfold with him on how things are coming together. So welcome to Heartland, Charlie. We're delighted and honored that you're there, and look forward to spending the next year with you. And if anybody has an interest, or you feel like it's time to take your work to the next level, starting one of several programs on July 11th, and
if you're ready to really take your work to the next level, this summer is going to be a small group at Heartland, so there'll be some very intensive personal work to be done with each individual that's there. But we'll start with a 10-day food fund forgiveness and work project, kind of the economy program for getting to Heartland. And 10-day, during the day, we'll do work projects on the property, get everything in shape, and then in the evenings, we'll do workshops. And on Saturday, do mind shifters at Still Point Drinking. And then from there, we'll step into a 9-day, why is this happening to me again? That'll be a full-time intensive. We'll be serving totally fresh and raw food. Ari's going to be with us through the Food Fund Forgiveness and into the intensives. And he's got some new raw and cooked recipes that he's going to share with us during the Food Fund Forgiveness, and then we'll switch over to all fresh and raw for that 9-day, and then once that's complete, we'll step into a 16-day codependence communication practicum. So that'll be the next level and the next piece of the puzzle with the intensive season at Heartland. And from there, we'll go from that codependence communication practicum into a 3-day learning and understanding how to work with the personal code evaluation. For those who want to teach and who are working with others and want to be able to pinpoint the areas where their issues are, but they'll be able to give them specific assignments to do to keep on track with their work. So that'll be a 3-day. And then we'll go into a 16-day full-time residential laws of living on that fresh and raw food. It makes for an awesome, awesome experience. And then the next piece of the puzzle will be the genie. We'll be doing an eight-day healing the whole woman. And once we're complete with that, we're going to be back on the road. It looks like we're both going to be doing a women's retreat, weekend retreat, and I'll be doing a men's for a group down in Miami. Looks like that's all coming together. Jeannie's confirmed. I'm waiting for confirmation on the men's retreat, but it looks like it'll be another level of happening in Miami, and there's a group there that's got us set up going into 3 or 4 different major universities in Miami and prison system, and so lots happening in Miami, and it looks like we're probably going to take this winter, and instead of traveling the way we normally do, it looks like what we'll do is we're going to look to rent a house for 5 or 6 months, and we'll be there doing the events at the facility in Miami and the universities and 1 or 2 other major events, but otherwise we're going to kind of settle in and get the energy on track for writing. So that'll be our next project in that regard.
All right, things are rolling along. We have
a
hand up.
Great. Let's say hello.
Area code 828. You're in the air.
828. Welcome to the show. Give us a name. Where are you calling from?
Are you there, 828?
You're on the air. If you're speaking 828, we're not hearing you. I can hear a bit of a noise in the background, so maybe if you hang up and call back in and hit 1 again, that will get you into contact with us. But right now I'm hearing kind of a shadow voice in the background.
Yeah, so I've muted them, so we'll wait to see if they can drop off and call back and press 1. And we still have 30 minutes left in the show for anybody else who might be on the line already. There are a number of callers, and press 1 and you're first in line. Ask a question, give a testimonial, maybe question the process. Maybe this is all too weird. I had somebody in my office this morning and was working with them and talking about the process. And when I told him to cancel his goal, a loving goal for his family member, he looked at me like I was absolutely crazy. And I said, I noticed a look on your face. And he said, yeah, that's just nuts. So if it sounds
I've heard that before.
If it sounds weird to you that you would hold a loving goal for someone and we would ask you in this forgiveness process to cancel that goal and it doesn't make any sense why you would do that, that's an excellent question for this call. And I might mention that there's also a wonderful PowerPoint presentation on a YouTube video done by Bill Costantino that helps explain that in great detail that you can watch over and over again. If you call, raise your hand and ask Michael to explain it to you now, have that wonderful backup for multiple repetitions until it sinks in at deeper and deeper levels. And that's available at whyagain.org, whyagain.org. And it's in that vicinity with the white, red and white bullseye.
Yeah, just click the link right next to the bullseye, and that's it's just an awesome, like to me, it's like one of the crown jewels in this work that we have that available now, that people can just look at it and really start to comprehend why you would do something so ridiculous as cancel a wonderful goal that you have, because that doesn't make any sense. But that's the core, believe it or not, of the whole Aramaic forgiveness process. And the way you make sense of it, of course, we can do a brief explanation now, unless our 828 caller's back. Excuse me. And when you understand how the mind works, you know, there's some Harvard research that says that in a time frame where 10,000 brain cells fire, the max amount of data that goes into conscious awareness is 9 bits. Just a tiny fragment of what's going on in the mind shows up on the conscious level. And, you know, the process has been compared to an iceberg. 95% of it's underwater. You just see the tip of the iceberg. Well, we only see the tip of our mental processes in conscious awareness. And the thing that drives that process, this is why the forgiveness process is so powerful. The thing that drives the whole process is that when you load a goal in your mind, of all the data that's going on in your mind, what determines that tip of the iceberg that you see is your goal. That drives the whole process. And so if you load a goal into your mind that resonates some form of hostility or fear, then your hostility or fear is your problem, although you make pictures of other people out of it, and they show up in your mind with your problem attached, and you're sure it must be their problem. And so the whole culture, and the reason this sounds so bizarre and backward, is the whole culture has been trained in a bizarre and backward way. We've been taught, you made me mad, you made me sad, you made me afraid, you hurt me, that upset me, that disturbed me. You know, when that happens, that really, really pulls my chain. That's what we've been taught. We've been taught a bizarre, insane set of ideas that somebody outside of us could possibly cause something to happen inside of us. And so when we hold a goal for that object of attention, our goal uses the material resonated by that object of attention to build our perception of them. And perception is purely a construct in the mind. And if the construct is in error, and the way you can tell if a construct is in error is that there's some form of hostility or fear in it. So when you cancel the goal, what happens is, having removed the driver, you know, imagine you've got your computer and you've got a printer driver that you hit print and it prints to your printer. But imagine you took that driver out, what would happen to what goes to your printer? You wouldn't get what you want because the driver isn't there. But the ability to print would collapse, so to speak. Well, in precisely the same way, when I cancel the driver that drives my perception based in my own hostility or fear and tells me that it's about someone else, that whole process collapses. And when I collapse it, I can then get to look at what's under the surface for myself. I can see the part of me that I need to heal that holds the hostility of fear, and that gives me the opportunity to heal that part of my mind. It's the most, most amazing process. Only took me 30 years to be taught that, to understand how it works. And watch that. It's a 24-minute video. There's 35 years of study in that 24-minute video that is just awesome. And watch it once, watch it twice, watch it 10 times, watch it 20 times. On the 20th listening, it will probably really start to make sense as to why you should cancel your goals, why it would be beneficial to cancel a goal. And then as you do it, and you collapse perception based in hostility or fear, you get to heal the part of your mind, the part of your cells, because the mind functions through every cell in the structure, the part of your cellular structure that holds your hostility or fear. When you do that, diseases start to disappear, emotional turmoil starts to disappear, love presences itself, you tend to create a whole different experience in your life, and you'll draw to yourself different people, and or the people that you've drawn to yourself, you will draw different things out of them because there's a different energy resonating in you. So it's the most amazing process. We invite you to go to the website, whyagain.org. Right to the right of the bullseye in the middle of the page, you might have to scroll down a little bit, you'll see a link to a PowerPoint. And you can go back to the bullseye, and the bullseye will walk you through the whole forgiveness process, the how-to of it, and give you a copy of the worksheet, chapter 24 of my book, and as Tim was saying earlier, several radio shows where you've actually walked people step by step through the whole forgiveness process. Either Dr. Tim or Jeannie or myself have walked people through the whole process. It's pretty awesome that we now have this technology available, that we can make this available on a global scale and do it freely, just putting it out there. So the other thing that we would inquire or ask you to do is to pass it on to somebody, share it with someone. And as people start to comprehend, life changes so dramatically that it's just absolutely amazing. So our call-in number, 646-200-4169. We have that 828 caller back, Dr. Tim?
They're not back yet.
No? Okay. I guess we lost them.
I was just thinking that back in the early 80s, I ran into a gentleman. I was doing a psychoanalysis, Jungian analysis, and
right.
I was the recipient of the analysis, and this analyst, his name was Joe Pasek, and he introduced me to the writings of Jay Krishnamurti. And I read this stuff, and it just seemed so loving and so consistent. It, you know, felt like, you know, listening to Gandhi or Yeshua or all these other things. And I remember Joe Pasek was so excited about the fact this was this true loving, true spiritual message. And unlike the time of Yeshua, it was available, and it was written down, and it was transcripts of things he'd actually said, and he was so excited because media was going to make this, the fact that it was written in the books and it was so available is going to make this message spread like wildfire. And of course, there was the Jesus Christ Superstar. Weber and Rice did this musical, and in it, one of the lines was, you know, why did you come when you did? Israel in 4 BC had no mass communication. Well, you know, why didn't you come now to get your message out? And yes, we have this wonderful technology, and I'm thrilled that these radio shows are archived. I go back and listen. Often, if I wake in the middle of the night and I have a waking period, I'll pull up a radio show, especially one of those from Dale Allen Hoffman in his Aramaic Fridays, and I'll listen again. And I have watched that video of the forgiveness process, the canceling of goals, the wonderful work that Bill did assembling that PowerPoint and making a video of it. I've watched it. I've lost count of how many times I've watched it. And yet, it hasn't caught like wildfire. And I think the reason is because there's effort involved. You know, we as individuals have to make a choice. We have been created as creators, and we can choose to create the civilization, the culture that says everybody else is responsible for my pain and fear and sadness. And I can choose to create an experience of life from that false set of conclusions. And yet, no one has the power to knock me out of that. I could also wake up at any point in time if I've been given these tools and these questions and this new awareness and create a whole different experience of my life, and that's the good news. The kind of neutral news is we can't make anybody else do it. We can just put out the invitation. So welcome. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're listening, and we'd be happy to have a question. So hand just went up at area code 616. You're in the air. Give us a name.
Hello, this is Maureen from Grand Rapids.
Hey, welcome, young lady.
Hello. I was wondering, have you seen the movie Inside Out yet?
Actually, my Father's Day gift is to see it at 7 o'clock tonight. Jeannie's taking me to see it tonight. We saw the previews, and we've actually promoted on our Facebook page. I think that for the first time in many years, Disney has come into the light and is leaving their darkness behind, and I think they're giving us some awesome gifts. If you saw the movie Tomorrowland.
I haven't yet, but you will be pleasantly surprised by Inside Out. To me, it really, really builds the brain cells for your work. And just, I would have swore you would have been a consultant on this movie. It's just totally awesome.
Yeah, we've only seen the previews so far, but we thought it's like, oh my goodness, here it is. It's just right there. And did you see the movie Tomorrowland?
Not yet.
Well, go and see that. They go hand in hand, and in Tomorrowland, you know, basically it's these geniuses who go off into another dimension and they're going to fix the Earth, and the guy who kind of takes over the process decides that he can't get people's attention through positive means, so he's going to do it through negative means and tell them about all the terrible things and create this broadcast system. And one of the things that it presents is this girl finally realizes, no, you're not warning these people about what's going to happen. You're programming them to make it happen. And it's got to stop. And then there's a line where they talk about how books and movies and such have just been broadcasting this negative message to people. And I think Disney has switched to the light side.
You will definitely see that in this
movie. Well, I asked the question. Yeah. Yeah, I offer the definition of a word, and that is that a word is a tool of communication, and that whenever words are being used, obviously there's an interaction between two people, and most everybody agrees, yes, words are tools of communication indicative of an interaction between two. And then the next question that I ask is, okay, so notice that there are words running in your head right now, and you're not saying them to anybody. Who's in there with you? Who's talking to who? Who's telling you the meaning of everything you see? And so from what we've seen in the previews and what you're saying, it's that brought into True Living Color 3D and Dolby Sound. And so we're actually heading, driving to Springfield, Missouri right now, and Jeannie flies out tomorrow morning to go to her family reunion, and my Father's Day gift is going to be dinner and the movie Inside Out.
Oh, it will be a true gift to you, and many Father's Day blessings to you, and Godspeed to Jeannie.
Okay, thank you. Blessings. Bless the Lord.
All right. Yeah, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And Dr. Tim, you know, what you were saying about wildfire, and, you know, there's a good comparison, and you actually give me the idea of using this comparison. It's one you've heard me use before, but it takes on a little different flavor in this context, and that is, you know, if I were to put a pound of hamburger on a plate and put it on the floor and an ounce of gold on the floor, on a plate beside it, and bring a dog in the room, the dog has a choice. It can choose the hamburger or the gold. And we know that every dog in the world is going to choose the hamburger because it has no eyes to see, no ears to hear. It has no brain cells for the value of the ounce of gold, that it could pick the ounce of gold up in its mouth, walk out and buy 1,500 pounds of hamburger. And, you know, if we were to broadcast a message to every dog in the world that sitting back home beside your food bowl, there's an ounce of gold, why don't you go and get it? There would not be a wildfire run of dogs heading home to pick up the ounce of gold because none of them have the brain cells for what it really means and what they could do with it. And so it is with this ancient work of forgiveness. You know, people have been trained in a backward fashion in their brains. Well, you know, I smell hamburger, I'm going to go eat it. And most people, that's the brain cells they have. And so one of the tricks of getting this work to move into people's lives is getting them to stay around long enough to build the brain cells and go, ah, I'm going to reach for the ounce of gold. I'm going to reach for a worksheet instead of puke my hostility and fear all over somebody. Because I used to think that puking my hostility or fear over somebody kept me safe, kept them distant, helped me control them, and gave me power. And one who doesn't understand that when I puke my hostility and fear all over somebody, I'm puking that energy into my own cellular structure. I'm literally spraying it on every cell in my own structure, and that's definitely absolutely valueless. But as long as we value that, and that's basically what most of the world values, you put the ability to heal hostility and fear in front of them, and most people are just like the dog. I don't get it. Why would I pick up that little piece of metal over there? Well, you could run out to the grocery store and get 1,500 pounds of that hamburger, then you're only going to get 1 pound off that plate. But until the dog has the eyes to see and the ears to hear, can't make that choice. And, you know, so I don't believe it, until we reach critical mass, it's not going to be like wildfire. It's going to be one person at a time building brain cells, a group at a time, a support group at a time, a group of people come together, like your support groups there, and build the brain cells until we get to critical mass. And to me, the fact that Disney, the core of it is about forgiveness. Tomorrowland, the core of it is about, instead of sending the negativity out into the world, we need to shift that. Cinderella, a very powerful positive message empowering women based on what their mothers taught them. It's just awesome. And then this looks like the fourth in the series. And to me, I'm very convinced that the Disney folks have built the brain cells and have shifted to the light. And in Tomorrowland, the way that I hear it is that they actually confess what they've been doing. When you listen to that that part where they talk about what books and movies have been doing to people, it's pretty cool, pretty powerful. So I encourage everybody to go see Cinderella, go see Saving Mr. Banks, and it's the true story of Mary Poppins, the author of Mary Poppins, and what really went on and what that was about and what it took for Disney to produce that film. 20 years of wrangling with her to try to get it done. And if you watch Mary Poppins and then see Saving Mr. Banks, and it's such a powerful scene where Disney goes to her and she's carrying this childhood pain, and he shares his story of his abuse and his father with his belt and having to go out and deliver newspapers in Kansas City in the winter with shoes that are worn through to the toes of the bear, and having to do that twice a day, and the abuse that he went through. And then he talks to her about forgiveness. It's still not exactly the context we're talking about it, but just so right on the edge of it. It's just so awesome that it's definitely... And by the way, Tomorrowland, I would encourage people to go and see it, because right now Disney, just reading again last week, that Disney's taking about $140 million hit on that movie at this point. That's what they're losing. And I would really strongly encourage people to encourage their friends, go out and show Disney that doing something like that is going to be financially viable for them. And, you know, we've gone and seen it a couple times. We'll probably go see it a couple more times just to support it and empower that kind of thinking in the media. It's a whole new breakout and a breakthrough that's very, very powerful and very empowering. So have we seen anything of our 828 caller?
No, that hand hasn't gone up. I would encourage people to go see Tomorrowland. That's on my list next. I saw the Inside Out yesterday. I took my mother to see it. And,
oh, cool. What did you think of it?
Oh, it's just lovely. It's just lovely. And essentially, you know, the worst part of the whole thing was having to sit through the previews of other lesser movies, and to see what is being programmed into the youth of our country, it was just amazing to see the violence and the stupidity and the slapstick that just pounded into and this was
sarcasm.
And the auditorium was full of families with young children to see the movie Inside Out. And
yep.
I forget how many previews you sit through, 6 or 8 previews, 20 minutes worth of previews. And of course they say that they've all been chosen for this audience, but wow, a very different flavor and impact from the Inside Out movie itself. Inside Out movie was a lovely movie, and you know, in essence, sending the message that we can't exclude any of our emotions. They're there to give us good information, and it's what connects us to people. And so it's lovely.
Need to go in and find the love.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Well, as I say, Jeannie and I are going to see that, and if there are derogatory previews, and this is something I do all the time, I'll be going and finding and seeking out the manager of the theater and saying, stop it, you need to do something. And he'll say, well, there's nothing I can do. I just play what we're given. I said, I don't care. You're in the chain, and you're part of the feedback system, and I want you to contact them and say that we need family-oriented previews with family-oriented movies, not this garbage that brainwashes kids into the insanity of the culture. It's time for everybody to speak up. And when we speak up, you know, a lot of people are, well, I don't have the time. Well, make the time. What do you mean you don't have the time? Of course you do. So what? It takes you 10 minutes. You take 10 minutes less for dinner. So what? Go and make the time. Talk to these people. Get on the internet. Contact the people who distribute the films. Contact the people who make the film. Tell them what you want. And that's going to change the game. It's a small group of committed people who speak up that change the game. And people who don't speak up, you know, there's that old saying that all it takes for evil to thrive is for good people to do nothing. And we've been taught to move to a place of apathy in our culture, as though there's nothing we can do. And there is everything that each individual can do. And so we encourage you to really, truly get out there, speak up, make your thoughts, make your mind known. And, you know, you might let the theater know that you'll be boycotting them until you find out that they're doing something more constructive with these, especially these young people, these children's minds. I know a couple of weeks ago we had heard about a film that was supposed to be really good. People had reviewed it and said it was great. So we went to see it, and we were in there for about 4 minutes. It was just so putrid, so disgusting in its violence and its mindlessness that we got up and walked out. And again, let the theater know. The reason I'm leaving, the reason I want money back, and I'm not coming back is because you're just showing garbage. It's time for us to speak up. So we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left. 646-200-4169. We would be honored and delighted to hear your sweet voice. If you pick up the phone, we'll be chatting. If you push one, we'll be in a conversation. And we've got enough for time for, you know, one really good question. Maybe a very basic question. Oftentimes the most basic questions from the newbie, from somebody who's, you know, maybe this is your first radio show, and you're going, what the heck? That's the question that we want. Because oftentimes that very basic question is the one that returns me or Dr. Tim or Jeannie or people who have been doing it for a long time back to one of the basic principles, and you go, oh, I got that one. I see. And so your questions are valuable. We'd love to hear from you. 646, if you're on one of those stations we can't tune into and you're listening, the way to talk to us, 646-200-4169. You can also go to our website, whyagain.org, and you'll see the link to the radio show. You can click there and listen on the internet. If you are listening on the internet, in order to ask questions in the chat room, you do have to register. It's a pretty simple process. Your information is kept very confidential, and you will be able to ask your question in the chat room if you don't have access to a telephone. And by the way, anybody in the world that you know, it doesn't matter where they are. If they've got an internet contact, internet access, they can call into the show. All somebody needs is Skype, and you know, there's a Skype on the site, so they can just Skype into the show anywhere in the world. Ask the question. So if you know somebody that's overseas, you know, in Afghanistan or Pakistan or any of these stands that we're destroying these days, you might just let them know, hey, there's something that can really support you every day. Listen. And or, you know, over $1,500 in the archives. Pounded them up. 1,600. Over 1,600 hours of free material. All you have to do is go to the site, click on it, and many of them, not all of them at this point, have a description of what the shows are about. Otherwise, you might just hit one, and if you just run your finger down the list and click, if it doesn't have a description, listen to that one. It'll probably be right where you need to be, addressing exactly the issues that you really, truly need to and want to be addressing. So just put it out there. Make it available. Pass it on. You can download a radio show if there's one or two or ten that have been particularly useful to you. Download them, put them on an MP3 player or a memory stick, you know, just a little thumbnail, USB thumbnail, and hand it to somebody, share it with somebody, send somebody a link. You can just go and click and share it on your Facebook page. You know, put it out there. It's time for us to get to critical mass. So, Dr. Tim, anything else exciting in your world?
Well, no, I was just thinking about the need to put things in my conscious logical mind on hold, and maybe we'll have some talk about that tomorrow since we're near the end of the show. But one of the last people I was introducing this to is a very bright, very competent entrepreneur, and you know, he probably said four or five times in the first session that he's results-oriented, that he's problem-solver, that he loves to help people, he loves to fix things. And so, you know, I was trying to get him to understand the need to put that part of his mind on hold because it clearly hadn't worked. Are you there?
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. Evolving continuously.